KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Field. In boys substate soccer semifinal play last night, Class 1A Riverside a winner. They beat AHST 5-0. St. Albert topping Tri-Center 2-1. West Central Valley beat North Polk 2-0 to advance. Also in 2A was Harlan over Dallas Center Grimes 1-0. Glenwood beat Creston 2-1. Spencer over Denison by a 2-1 final. In 3A, Sioux City North beat Abraham Lincoln 6-0. Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson by a 4-0 final. Those winners all move on to the sub-state finals. Well, the Boys State Golf Championship Tournament will get underway today at different locations around the state. Locally, Class 3A, the meet will be held at the Ames Golf and Country Club. Among the teams in competition will be the team from Creston, as they qualified for the state meet as a squad, as they had four golfers break 80 in the qualifying tournament, as they shot a 308. Carson Whittington shot a 74. Christian Gramatis shot 77. Colton Hepker a 78. And Sam Hartsock a 79 to help them move on into the state golf championships. Also individually, Evan Schuler of Atlantic will be in competition for the medalist contest, as he shot the 74 in qualifying to qualify for the state meet. Also, Harlan has a couple of participants individually in the meet. Ross Martins, who shot a 72, and Michael Sorfenden, who shot a 74 to qualify for the state meet, will both be in action this weekend as well in Ames. The 2A meet will be held at the Spring Valley Golf Course in Livermore. They'll play two rounds today and tomorrow as well. One today, one tomorrow. Among the teams participating, Kemper Catholic, who shot a 333 total to qualify for the meet, and Panorama, who posted a 313 total, will both be in competition in Class 2A this weekend. And also in the Class 1A meet, which will be held at the American Legion Golf Course at Marshalltown, among the teams involved, Griswold and Riverside. Griswold shot a 320 team score in the regionals to qualify for the state meet. They're led by Jake Reynolds, who posted a 74, and James Reynolds, who shot a 79 in qualifying for the state golf championships. Trayton Oakleaf, Tyler Wyman, Terrell Peters, and Morgan Kimpson make up the rest of that Griswold squad competing this weekend. Also, Riverside in competition under the tutelage of Coach Gary Wax shot a 324 in qualifying through the regionals. Eric Rock led them with a 75 in qualifying. Dylan McLean, Tyler Kruger, Tim Brink, Brad McGinnis, and Brandon Herrig make up the rest of that Riverside team that'll be competing this weekend at Marshalltown for the 1A state title. Again, action is two rounds for the golf championships. They tee off at noon today with round one and 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, playing the second and final round of those tournaments. High school softball last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Atlantic picked up a couple of victories in a doubleheader sweep over Red Oak and didn't give up a single hit to the Tigers last night. Atlantic winning 10-0 in the opener behind Allie Anderson, who threw a five-inning no-hitter in her first varsity start. Also, Red Oak falling 12-0 in the second game in three innings to Atlantic behind Tori Brock, who had a three-inning no-hitter last night for Atlantic in the circle. Also in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Creston over Lewis Central 5-0. Harlan beat Missouri Valley 9-6. Kemper Catholic took two from Clarinda 17-0 and 17-4. Lewis Central beat Creston 14-4. Denison twice over Shenandoah 5-1 and 11-4. And Glenwood took a pair from St. Albert 13-12 and 10-0. In Western Iowa conference play, it was Tri-Center twice over Griswold, 12-8 and 8-0. Riverside beat Essex 17-7. Trainer over Southwest Valley 16-2. Charter Oak Ute beat IKM Manning 5-1. Also around the region in girls softball yesterday, Abe Lincoln beat Thomas Jefferson 12-0. Lenox over Nottoway Valley 8-2. Sydney topping Nishnabotna 16-4. Fremont Mills over East Mills 12-4. Logan Magnolia beating Coon Rapids Bayard 12-0. Glidden Ralston 11-1 over South Central Calhoun. In boys baseball action yesterday in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic over Red Oak by a final of 8-3. Creston in eight innings, a 7-5 winner over Nottoway Valley. Denison beating Shenandoah 15-2. Kemper Catholic topping Clarinda 11-1. Lewis Central 16-6 over Tri-Center. St. Albert beat Glenwood 17-7. And Sioux City North a 3-0 winner over Harlan yesterday. Elsewhere in boys baseball last night, it was Bedford over Griswold 24-8. Coon Rapids Bayard beating Southwest Valley 4-0. Abe Lincoln twice over Thomas Jefferson 10-4 and 13-8. Lamoni beat East Union 8-3. Webster City over Carroll 7-5. West Harrison beat West Monona 12-0. Fremont Mills over East Mills 18-3. Nishnabotna beat Sydney 12-2. And Glidden Ralston over South Central Calhoun by a final of 9-6. In Major League Baseball, Michael Morse homered and drove in three runs, and Pablo Sandoval homered and scored twice to propel the San Francisco Giants to a 6-5 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. That was the opener of a four-game series. The Giants have won 7 of 8. The Cards have dropped 3 of 4 to start a 9-game homestand. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Mets over the Phillies 4-1. Arizona beat Cincinnati 4-0. Pittsburgh over Los Angeles 6-3. In the American League, Omar Infante hit a 2-run single in the 10th inning, and the Kansas City Royals overcame 2 home runs by Edwin Encarnacion to beat the Blue Jays 8-6 last night, snapping Toronto's winning streak at 9 straight. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Texas over Minnesota 5-4, Detroit 5-4 over Oakland. Houston beat Baltimore 3-1, the Angels over Seattle 7-5. One interleague game saw the Boston Red Sox beat the Atlanta Braves by a final of 4-3. Well, San Antonio Spurs are back in control of the NBA's Western Conference Finals after a thorough dismantling of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Tim Duncan had 22 points and 12 rebounds in less than 30 minutes of work as the Spurs crushed the Thunder 117-89 to take a 3-2 lead in that series. Oklahoma City will host Game 6 in that series on Saturday. The Los Angeles Clippers have found a buyer. The question now is whether they have a willing seller. An individual with knowledge of the negotiations tells the Associated Press that Shelley Sterling has reached an agreement to sell the franchise to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for $2 billion. The person said Ballmer and the Sterling Family Trust now have a binding agreement which must be presented to the NBA for approval. Shelley Sterling negotiated the deal after her husband, Donald Sterling, made racist remarks that were made public. Commissioner Adam Silver banned Donald Sterling for life and asked other NBA owners to force him to sell the team. It's unclear if that deal will go through. Donald Sterling's attorney has said that his client isn't going to sell the team. However, a May 22nd letter obtained by the Associated Press and written by another one of Sterling's attorneys that says that Donald T. Sterling authorizes Rochelle Sterling to negotiate with the National Basketball Association regarding all issues in connection with a sale of the Los Angeles Clippers team. The sale price would obliterate the NBA record of $550 million paid by Mark Lazary and Wesley Edens for the Milwaukee Bucks earlier this year. Sterling bought the team for $12 million 33 years ago. Well, the New York Rangers are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since they won it all in 1994. The Blue Shirts ended their 20-year drought by taking Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals 1-0 over the Montreal Canadiens. Neither team scored until Dominic Moore fired a shot at Dustin Tokarski with a minute 53 left in the second period. Henrik Lundqvist stopped 18 shots for his first shutout of the postseason and 9th of his playoff career. That whitewash came 2 nights after he surrendered 4 goals on 19 shots before he was pulled in the second period of a 7-4 loss in Montreal. Tokarski finished with 31 saves. The Rangers will next face the winner of the Western Conference Finals between Los Angeles and Chicago. The Kings have a 3-2 lead in that series, and they'll host Game 6 tonight in Los Angeles. In football, Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid downplayed the absences of cornerback Brandon Flowers and linebacker Justin Houston from the first week of voluntary full squad workouts. That likely won't do much to quell speculation about why they were missing on Thursday. Flowers gradually lost playing time last season, and his bloated contract could mean that the Chiefs are trying to restructure the deal or trade him. It could also mean the Chiefs are thinking about cutting him to save valuable salary cap space. As for Houston, he becomes a free agent after the upcoming season. The Chiefs have expressed interest in signing him to a long-term deal, but they are cash-strapped at the present. The Chiefs are also negotiating with quarterback Alex Smith, who is entering the final year of his contract. And in golf, Rory McIlroy carded a couple of eagles on the back nine to pick up a 9-under-63, giving him a 3-stroke lead through one round of the Memorial at Muirfield Village. McIlroy won the BMW PGA Championship in England last week, days after his split with tennis star Caroline Wozniacki became public. Thursday's round included a double bogey with a wedge in his hand on the 14th hole. Masters champion Bubba Watson shares second with Paul Casey and Chris Kirk. Adam Scott is 6 shots off the lead after winning the Colonial Tournament last week. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.